the Spirit of God. He returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And watch, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Well, wait a minute. I thought we talked about the pride of life and, you know, being famous and all this kind of stuff. Who got him there? That's the difference. Who elevated him? Devil or God? Who exalted him? Devil or God? If the devil exalts you, it always leads to pride. If God exalts you, it leads to humility. And so when he was obedient to the voice of God, to the will of God, he returned in the power of the Spirit. The Spirit led him out in, and the Spirit led him out. He went in full, he came out full. Oh, that tells me there's a point to this. And his fame went through all the region after he was tempted in all these points. So what's the point of it all? The point is that God got the glory. God got the glory. Not man, not the devil. You see, he tried to trick him up. I'll give you this and the glory of it, and you can be the ruler over everything I give you, because everybody's looking for glory. But if you seek your own glory, it becomes your own damnation. But what God lifts up, no man can tear down. And so the point of it all is that we must give God the glory. When you get out of this and while you're in it, give God the glory. Give God the glory, and he'll give you what? The victory. And the reason some people stay in it and stay in it and stay in it, because if God brings you out, you still won't give him the glory. Brother Deuce said, God heals you, you're going to give him the glory? For me, that's a dumb question to ask you. I know the answer. It's easy to believe for people that you know he's going to give God the glory. But you get somebody in here that you know, this life doesn't reflect Christ. It's a lot harder to pray for people, because you know when they get well, they're headed back to the casinos. But it's easy to pray for a man when you know God will get the glory. Ooh, I got to go. My. Give God the glory. Yeah, let's clap our hands to the Lord. It's worth clapping. My. Now watch. Let's go. Verse 15. And he taught. He didn't cast himself down and showed that he was the Son of God. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, in that little humble city that the Bible said he would come out of. And there had been brought up, and his customs was. See, he started off where he started off. He started his ministry at the same place he started living. He went back, so he didn't leave any stone unturned. And he started in Nazareth, where it was custom. He went into the synagogue, and he stood up for to read. And we won't have to read the rest of it, because you know, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to do these things, that God might get the glory. Woo! Hallelujah. So we now that I've told you this, I got 5 minutes. Now that I've told you this, quickly, I want to show you some scriptures that will help you understand how Christ was tempted in all points. And yet, if you don't understand this point, you miss the whole point of it all. And you will go aimlessly the rest of your life saying, what's the point of it all? You're sitting here, God created you in the glory of God. Christ, the Bible says, Christ was the glory of God. The scripture says that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. You were created, and so the things you go through is that you might come out and say, glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So you might come out and say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side when men rose up against me, they would have swallowed me up quick when their wrath was kindled against me. And you give God the glory. Whew. Quickly, 2 Corinthians 4 and 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus raised up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, and the abundant grace, thank God for that, might through the thanksgiving of many be redound to the glory of God. It means to bounce back. In other words, when it comes to you, you send it back. It's redounded. It goes back to God. God be the glory. Thank the Lord. I got up this morning. To God be the glory. I dressed myself this morning. Nobody had to help me. God be the glory. Hallelujah. I didn't have to have an Easter. I may, but God be the glory today. I believe, brother, you're going to be fine. Because you know what? It's like the three Hebrew children. He said, if we go in the fire and we're consumed, or if we're not, God be the glory. To God be the glory. It doesn't mean he's not able. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, but our inward man is renewed day to day. For our light afflictions, which are for but a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. There we go. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, these things, they just pass on into eternity. They're eternal. Eternal. Wherefore God also, having highly exalted him, speaking of Christ, and given him a name, that he didn't give himself a name. He didn't make himself of any reputation, the Bible says, but God gave him the glory. Oh, a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things that are under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Two. The glory of God the Father. Even Jesus was the glory of God. And you and I are to be created to be the glory of God. Epistles written and read of all men. People ought to read your life and say, glory to God. Glory to God. I saw how you handled that. Glory be to God. I saw how you handled that job situation. Glory be to God. Only a godly woman could have handled what you handled. Only a godly woman. Only a godly man could work like you work, brother, and come out without a foul mouth. Only God. Glory to God. You see? So when they look at you, they see God in you, the hope of glory. Oh, I've got to close. I've got to close. Oh, my God. Close that before I go to reading anymore. Do you understand, my brothers and sisters, the point of it all? Don't walk around like, well, I don't know, what's the point of this? What's the point of life? What's the point of death? What's the point of marriage if it ends like this? What's the point of having money if I'm going to leave it behind? What's the point of living? What's the point of loving? What's the point of all these things? The point of it is this. If you miss this point, you've missed it all. All things were created for him and by him, and you are to be the glory of God. That no matter what happens in your life, to God be the glory. If I live, it's Christ. To die is gain. God be the glory. I thank Jesus Christ our Lord that through him I have hope beyond this life. To God be the glory. This sickness kills me. To God be the glory. Oh, I hope this morning I've changed your life about one point. To God be the glory. Bow your heads. Lord, we come before you. Thankful, Lord, for Sunday school this morning, those that come to learn of you. For Lord, I want to be meek and lowly and learn of you. Hallelujah. And that we might take this understanding that we have, turn it into the wisdom of God, that we may perform and do that what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Take a quick break and we'll come back for morning worship.